Welcome to the Ella Ringrose podcast. I'm so happy to have you here today. So what we talk about on this podcast is all things to do with spirituality, surrendered manifestation, angel messages, and self-love, really becoming the best versions of ourselves and stepping into our highest potential so that we can love ourselves and love our lives. I'm so grateful to have you here. I ask if you are listening, please give this video or this podcast a star rating and make sure to take a screenshot and pop it on your Instagram stories, as I love seeing them over on Instagram. I do want to give you a quick side note that I stream all of these podcasts on my YouTube channel as a live stream. So if it sounds like I'm speaking to the camera or if I'm describing a card, as I do card messages in these podcasts, that is why. It is because I'm literally speaking to the camera as well as the podcast. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy. I'm sending you lots of love and light, and let's get straight into today's podcast. Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome. So it's been like 2 weeks since I did a video. I moved home, basically, and I have to get a setup sorted out. But I got I felt very called to make this video. I wasn't meant to film today. And I was just doing a shamanic journey. I say it in all my videos, but I'm training to be a shamanic practitioner, which is a healer. And I felt immensely called to talk about death and rebirth. This has been something that has been coming up for me immensely. And I really do believe that it is a very big spiritual lesson we all come here to learn. And it's something that the universe will continue to kind of push that energy onto you until we decide to do a death and a rebirth, okay? So if you enjoy, please give this video a thumbs up. And if you are new here, make sure to subscribe. And we're just going to get straight into it. So it is a new moon tonight. It is, what day is it? It's the 25th of October. So happy new moon. I believe that the days before a new moon, there's like a little metamorphosis that takes place, right? I think us as humans, we are a metamorphosis. So we as humans evolve rapidly, especially when we go through a spiritual evolution, awakening. We transform like a metamorphosis. We go through uncomfortable situations that put us into that cocoon, and then we spread out into a butterfly. So if you've been feeling some type of way the past couple of days, allow those emotions to run through you. Most people are immensely disconnected from their body and therefore disconnected from their emotions, specifically the heart chakra, I would say, or the base chakra are the most, I think, a lot of blocks in all the chakras for humanity. But when you are feeling your emotions, give the utmost compassion and gratitude and love to yourself, because you're essentially coming back to this world. You're essentially coming back to the body, something that was so numbed for such a long time. So if you've been feeling that, I've also noticed, me and my friend were discussing that the throat chakra has been going through a massive upgrade. So if you feel like more ticked off by people, or you feel like you really need to speak your truth, like maybe you're even yapping out your truth, you're becoming a preacher, allow yourself to take up space. That's why I'm wearing blue today, because I do feel that there's going to be situations, there's going to be experiences where you're going to have to not bite your tongue and just go, I need to speak this. I need to speak my truth about this, because you see things in a different perception. And it's about, instead of going with the grain of how everyone sees the world, you're kind of stepping out of that paradigm and choosing to share your truth. Okay, so without further ado, we're going to get into it. Thank you all for everyone who's joining me. We're going to talk about death and rebirth. And I'm not talking about death, like physically dying, but I believe the entire spiritual journey, the entire spiritual path, this human experience is death and rebirth. When we cling on to things and we cling on to a persona or perception of us, of something that is, we've evolved a past, right? Because when we go on our spiritual awakening, we are coming back home to who we truly are. We're being guided back into who we truly want to be and the life that we authentically want to live. Okay, so the things that we want to manifest and create and weave into our life are more sacred. They're more in tune with who you are. And so what happens is a lot of people, they disconnect from their authenticity to fit in. This is a very deep feminine wound that a lot of women have, is from a young age, if they're a light worker or they're coming into this earth and they felt quite different, they would look around the room and try and see how they can fit in, how they can blend in and camouflage in and be like everybody else, okay? And that's a wound. I don't say wound lightly. I don't like that word, but I do think there are specific, I call them wounds because they're not real. They're not true, right? And it's about us healing that wound. So what happens is when we are going through a death, there may be, and when I say death, I mean a metamorphosis, a transformation, a process. Maybe the universe has put you in a situation where you cannot stand your job anymore. But the ego, the mind that has constructed this person that was conditioned to be this way, is saying, oh no, but if you leave this job, you'll be a loser. If you leave this job, people will judge you. People will think you're crazy if you start meditating. If you start going to yoga retreats and becoming a yogi, people will think you're a freak, right? You get kicked out of the pact. And so that fear, that primal instinct within the body comes up, okay? And that's wired into us, right? The ego is always looking for a problem to fix. Like, we're problem solvers. We're like, where's the fear, right? If we're in a forest, the first thing we're going to think is there any animals? Is there like, you know, it's the first thing. It's a primal instinct that comes out in us, and it's our protector. And that's kind of the masculine energy in a sense, because I think the ego, the mind, is very masculine. The feminine is the death part. And this is what I can see for a lot of people who are having client calls when they get into spirituality. Maybe you even just stumbled across this video and you don't even know what spirituality is, but you feel this shift within you that's wanting to make a difference in your life somewhere. Maybe it's the way you dress. Maybe it's what you wear. Maybe it's simple like me, bleaching your hair and wanting to let go of that part of you that was that identity. That is an ego death, a death, whatever you want to call it, okay? So death and rebirth is what the universe is always trying to get people on, that kind of lesson, that kind of path. But so many humans, we take resistance because they think that from a fear lens, that if we let go of this job, there won't be something that takes its place. I want to tell you that the universe loves you so infinitely. All that the universe is love. It's true, authentic love. And humans spend half their life running away from that love. And half that, no, pretty much all of their life running away from that love. Because if we feel into that love, it's too safe. It's too good to be true. Because what happens is we reach some disappointment in life. We experience some sadness, which removes us from that love, right? When we come, we're source, and then we experience trauma, and that separates us from that love. And we go, oh, it's not safe to feel this. It's not safe to feel love because I'll get hurt. And so we spend our life kind of running away from that love. When you are going through a death process, I'm specifically hearing people for jobs. If you're going through a job death, a appearance death, a ego death, the person you were, maybe you were something and now you're not that person anymore and you want to let it go. It's understanding those beautiful parts of you that you're willing to now let go of got you to where you are today. So it doesn't mean that they're going to cling along with you. It means you have to let them go because we are nature. And if you're listening to the podcast, you can't see. And for anyone watching, please give this video a thumbs up. It really helps me out. But you can see here, this is, I'll pick it up. Pachamama Gaia, Mother Gaia, statue of Mother Gaia. Okay. And we are essentially Mother Nature. We are a piece. We are Gaia. We reside on Gaia. We grow on Gaia. We die on Gaia. Like we... everything, the evolution we experience, it's all on Earth, okay? And so even if you look at your feet, I was noticing this, if you look at the bottom of your feet, they resemble the roots of trees, right? When I do my grounding in the morning and I just put my feet on the grass, oh my God, guys, I have to tell you, I ordered these shoes that are grounding shoes, like two pairs. I ordered a hiking boots and I ordered regular runners. They connect you to the Earth's frequency and they like don't deform your feet because, sorry, side note, I need to say this. If you are wearing a lot of like synthetic, like Nike or all these shoes, they're essentially smushing all your feet together. And if you look at the older generation, I'm so sorry, I'm calling out people here. If you look at the older generation, their toes are all deformed and crammed because our feet are meant to spread out naturally. Sorry, I'm laughing because it sounds so funny. So I bought these shoes that let you just, they're just so good for you because your feet are the stabilizer of your whole body. Every illness can be found in the foot. So just a side note of that. What I was saying was we are Gaia, we're Mother Earth, we're nature. And nature runs in cycles, right? When we look at autumn, which we're in Ireland right now, the leaves fall. I'm literally looking at a jungle. I've moved to move closer to nature. I wish you could see my window right now. I literally feel like I'm in a jungle. There's just trees everywhere. It's beautiful. When we, trees like go off the leaves, it is rebirthing. And then it grows up again and it rebirths. And this is a process so many humans are resistant to. And they create this block of energy, because everything is energy, right? It creates this block that does not allow this transformation, metamorphosis, evolution to occur. From fear, we're terrified more pain will happen, more bad things will happen. But when there is a force within you trying to create this metamorphosis, what you have to do is surrender to that journey. So if you're in a state of emotional turmoil, your job, a breakup, and you want to get back to the person you were before this quote unquote experience the universe has given you and thrown you, you're not learning to flow with the cyclical self, because the version of you on the other side of that experience that might be so difficult for you is the new person that you are being pushed and called to become and manifest in form into. Because when a butterfly is in the cocoon, it's in such a compact space, right? How do they make diamonds? They have to compress it down. Like, you are an alchemy machine. You are a metamorphosis machine. The machine sounds weird. You are a beautiful metamorphosis. You're a beautiful manifestation of alchemy. You have to get into those uncomfortable positions in order to rebirth and transform. It's not quote unquote easy, but the beauty, the rewards, the gifts, the abundance, the intimacy, the love that you experience when you choose to face that head on and rebirth is profound. And it's a lesson the universe will always direct people essentially on, is that path of choosing to let go of the old and having faith that there will be something that will take its place that is brighter. But the scary part is a lot of us can't see that next step. They can't see that next thing. And so this is where you have to really put on your brave boots and step into that faith that something will take its place. And I can tell you, every time there has been a quote unquote death in my life, like physically, spiritually for me, when I have to let go of a persona, I have to let go of something that is not fulfilling me, there is always something beautiful that takes its place. Because you cannot let new furniture into your home when you have junk all over your house, right? That's the anatomy. That's the symbolism of life. Same with emotions. We cannot let in, for example, new love if we're continually obsessing and crying over a past lover. It's just, there's not going to be space for that. And that's how energy works. That's how manifestation works. That's how all these things take form. We have to make space for them. We have to let them in. And so this death process, this moment of you that may feel you are literally suffocating, you feel the walls are coming in on you, you feel emotions are heightening, you're getting way more sensitive than usual, you feel your job is sucking the life out, it's putting you in that situation where you have to step up and make that brave decision and be the warrior of light to know that a new thing will manifest and take that form in that place and have trust in that, right? That is the process of the spiritual evolution of humans, of right now. Because the world, we've been taught that we have to resist change because it's not safe. It means something's shaken up around us. Change is the best thing that you can experience. Because when people go on a spiritual path, let's say you're just starting to meditate, you're starting to practice self-love. What happens is you're gonna start to feel not aligned to things that are like in your life that you have up to this point had. So it may feel like quote unquote life is falling apart in a sense, because you're looking around your life, you're going out on the weekend and having that glass of wine doesn't fulfill me anymore. Hanging out with those people that we just talk about this and that just doesn't feel right. Wearing the clothes that I used to wear, they don't make me feel good. Doing this type of makeup on myself every day has made me feel disempowered. Going on these dates with these losers or whatever is making me feel sad. Like, you will have to readjust to this new life that your heart, your soul is trying to weave in. And that means letting go, because when we attach and nature or the universe is trying to push you and say, no, let go, we're creating massive resistance. And I'm able to see this very awarely because I'm highly sensitive to energy, so I can feel immensely in my body when there is resistance taking place. But I know a lot of people who aren't sensitive can't feel that as much. But hopefully that guidance then can give you that clarity. Also, just want to ask for anyone watching, if you can give this video a thumbs up, it really helps me out. And I know I asked throughout the video, but it helps the channel, because I want to get this message across, because there's nothing to be afraid of when you know that the universe loves you, that source, the divine, it loves you. It wants you to be happy and be joyful. It wants you to be in this moment and enjoy it with non-attachment to the way you are right now, or the way, just enjoying the experiences of it all. And that's the evolution of humanity. That's the evolution of the human into deeper gratitude, into deeper self-love, into deeper states of consciousness of being, right? If you're wanting to create, I'm hearing like a yoga studio, you're wanting to create a yoga business, a spiritual business, those doors will only open when you realize that you're moving forward and not backwards, right? So, because we attach so much to the old versions of ourselves, especially with phones, reminiscing on old photos, going back on Instagram, even me with YouTube, I can go and look at all my old videos and be like, I look so different. Like, oh, do you know what I mean? Like this feeling of wanting to go back because it feels safe. But you are essentially going through so much deprogramming because you've been raised in a world that is conditioned to think and see everything mentally and do everything a specific way. Then you have an awakening of some form and you realize, this doesn't feel right. I want to do things my own way. I'm being guided by the universe within me. And then you're almost going against everything in this world. And if you don't follow that, you're creating massive resistance within yourself and you're pivoting growth. You're pivoting true evolution and expansion and true self-love for yourself, because self-love is loving yourself in every aspect. Because if we are attaching to an old version of ourselves, like again, the job, feeling, oh, well, I have this job and people think people respect me because I'm this big banker and whatever, but your heart's saying no, like time to move on. You're conditionally loving yourself because you specifically only have that job. And that's how we're taught. Everything is outside of us. Love is outside of us. Happiness is outside of us. We can only feel worthy if we have these things externally. When we choose to love ourselves internally, no matter what, we allow the metamorphosis to take place and we surrender to it. But we also allow human evolution and the universe to reward you with the new reality you've been craving. Because manifestation is a very sacred, sacred thing. You know, for a very long time, I think a manifestation has become a thing of like hyperfixation and control. But manifestation is a natural process of humans. We're manifestation of the divine, of source, of the universe. And so manifestation comes when we don't resist that death of the old version of ourselves, and we allow that to weave in the new. The manifestation naturally occurs. And we just have to follow the guidance of our heart, our higher self, whatever you want to call it. I also wanted to show you these really quickly because I just wanted to show you them. I've been making, you may know, I make all my own products. I'm actually going to, if you're on expansion membership, I'm going to start over the next coming months, show how I make my things, because I make my own shampoo, conditioner, perfume, all the things since I started my holistic journey. But I wanted to show these love oils that I made that you can make at home. So essentially I just get some, I use organic. If you're going to do it, just use organic. But this is a beautiful way to practice self-love and has really helped me in moments where I'm letting go of an old version to make way for new space to come in, is I get organic jojoba oil. This is the rosebud and lavender in here. And I just get some essential oils. So this one has organic like geranium, a bit of rose, I think one or two drops of rose, lavender. And then this is just pure lavender I popped in. And what I do is I bless the oil with a deity, an archetype, an ascended master. So this one is Saint Germain. I call in that energy to infuse in this. And this one is the rose consciousness. And so what I do is I take a few drops in my hand and I leave it on my bedside table. And I essentially just like mix it around in my hands and I connect to the essence of that smell. And then I start to massage my body. Massage is a beautiful way for self-love. And this really helps me, and it'll help you anchor back into your body, into the present moment, and realize who you are right now in this present moment. This is it. This is who I am. This is who I'm becoming. And I can't latch to an outdated version of myself, because the new is wanting to come in. The universe wants to bring you those gifts. It wants to bring you that new perspective, that new gift, that new paradigm, it just wants to bring that in. It wants you to grow the new leaves. It's like picking up all the orange leaves on the ground and super gluing them onto your body and like masquerading. I mean, like, the universe sees through all of it. Okay, so then it's about allowing that new rebirth to take place. That made me laugh. I'm just like visualizing that. But you should try these oils and make your own, have fun with them. I also wanted to let you know real quick, because it's, what day is it? Say Tuesday. Yeah, next Tuesday, if you are wanting to join my Rose Sisterhood ceremony, this is a Zoom ceremony I'm hosting over my expansion membership, which I'll link down below. It's a beautiful place for us all to connect and hold space for one another and flourish and grow into really radiant, confident, beautiful women that stand for what they believe in, but also embed in their authenticity and ooze with self-love so that they can really create the life that they desire. I truly believe that. I think the new earth is all about sisterhood. It's about community. It's about union. It's about bringing everything together and realizing we're all brothers and sisters and finding a way that we can all have support from one another, because the world has become so separate and isolated in our own little boxes. And I'm realizing how important it is to be encouraged by others, to be hugged by others, to be loved by others, and to receive that guidance and that help. So if you want to check that out, I'll link that down below. I also wanted to say I pulled four cards just to finish this up, which is just about the new moon. I just wanted to kind of ask these questions. What's the new moon energy? And I pulled out evolution, earth changes, right? So the ascension that is taking place on earth is essentially all these light codes, these light energies onto Mother Earth. And the more we quote unquote ascend, which is just another fancy word for the more we spiritually evolve into more love, the deeper we have to connect to Mother Earth, and the deeper we have to essentially become one with Earth and nurture Earth, because that's why we came here. It's also to look after Earth, essentially. I pulled Sacred Heart. How can you open your heart more, right? This is something I actually just wanted to share with these oils that you can create and make at home. You can literally use olive oil. You can use coconut oil. Is if you're a man watching, it's just the chest. But for women, our breasts, we have a lot of cells. And what happens is when they are not massaged, blocks occur. And that's what kind of cause cancer down the line, because it creates those bumps. So it's really important, because there's lymphatic drains in our breasts. So when we massage that, we're not only opening our heart chakra. That's how my heart awakening actually began. My heart awakening began nearly a year ago, it was like a form of, I don't want to say enlightenment, but it was just pure ecstasy and bliss in my heart. I was able to rapid manifest things and create like shifts from my heart. It was crazy. And how that actually happened was through me massaging my breast area and releasing that shame as well of, I think so many women have embedded in their bodies, is shame of their body for literally physically just existing and having a female body. There's shame there. So when you move that energy around, you move those cells around, you're also, it's a lot, it's so healthy for you. For one, it's draining, but it's helping the lymphatic drain, but it's also opening your heart, which allows you to move through that death process very with ease. Okay, and for anyone watching, please give this video a thumbs up. I also got Rising Above, which is something that I've thought about a lot lately, which is a lot of you and I would have a very high spiritual perspective, and I'd say all of you watching, otherwise you wouldn't be watching my content. So you have that third eye crown chakra kind of awareness, and sometimes it can be very difficult to balance like the here and then, because you have naturally kind of that energy in a different realm. And so again, while you're rising above, it's important to know that you can connect to those energies to remove the density of the earthly energy. And what I mean by this is, when we're caught up in stress, and I was doing the shamanic journey right before I got on this video, and that's why I felt really called to make this live stream. What I was shown was, because I connected to the upper world journey, that's what I was practicing. As I connected to the upper world journey, it was like every earthly worry, every earthly, anything with a worry and a denseness and a contraction in the body left, and it showed the light energy that we all are. And you can allow yourself to feel into that energy of lightness and bring that and anchor that back down into earth, which is why it's so important we connect with our base chakra, which so many humans are disconnected from, because they're embedded in fear because of the programming and so much fear in the world that is being the narrative that's been pushed onto us anyway. We ground that in. That will really help you with everyday activities, okay? And then the last one I got was liberation, which is breaking free from a negative attachment. So one thing I've been hearing a lot lately is beliefs. You know, I was super mindset and I was a super mental person. I'm a Libra, so I think I am naturally quite mental anyway, because I think Libras have that. They're quite mental. First, I was a very mindset girl, super into mindset. And then I went through my emotional awakening. Then I went through my heart awakening. Now I feel like I'm going through an earth awakening. Like I literally feel like I'm a tree. And I'm just really connected to nature. But what was I saying? I forgot what I was saying. Liberation. Oh, yeah. So I got really into emotions. And what I'm realizing now is our beliefs is energy, just like anything else. So notice the beliefs you hold of yourself. And try as much as you can to give those beliefs love, because I'm also feeling drawn to say this, and then I'm gonna log off before I start ranting about all these random things. Is self-love. I love the word self-love, and I'm actually creating a new program, a metamorphosis program, to help you evolve through self-love and transform rapidly. But what the word self-love, I think, has so much programming in itself for us to feel like, oh, we're selfish, we don't deserve that. When I just think of love, I'm like, it's not about giving yourself self-love, because you are love. It's about letting it out, because it's all within here. And I read this in a book about a year ago, and it always stuck with me. And it was saying that a lot of people say animals are unconditional love. But I read in this book, and I just thought this perspective was really interesting. I'll leave it on this, is animals reflect the unconditional love that we hold. Because if you think about it, when you see humans and they're like, my little baby, like there's like, when I see a cat or something, I'm like, you're so cute. Like, it's actually not the cat that's giving us the love. We're unconditionally loving them no matter what they do. We're like, I love you. It shows how much love we carry within us, but we're so petrified to give it to ourselves and to give it to others because we think it's limited. We think it's scarce. There's not enough of it. It's who you are. It's infinite. And so the more you infuse yourself with that, the more rapidly you will transform and evolve, because love is the biggest healer of all. It's not punishment. It's not fear. It's love. Okay. And one thing about the self-love I find is they neglect the shadow, the aspect of you that does get jealous. Because the truth is, we all have a shadow. I have a shadow. Every human has a shadow. If you don't pretend you have a shadow, because you came here for the duality. You came here for the spectrums of the emotion. So we all get jealous. We all get a bit bitchy. Even if we don't want to be, there is that element within us. It's an archetype that we all carry. There's fear. There's resentment. There's all those quote unquote shadows within us. When we love the shadow, we just love ourselves no matter what. We really allow ourselves to get messy in this world and allow ourselves to create our dreams and create things that truly we desire, because we're not trying to put on this facade of who we like are trying to pretend to be, this perfect person. We're integrating every aspect of ourselves, weaving that back in. That's the alchemy and transformation of our life. And that's truly where you will be able to transform your life in whatever aspect it is. So it is through love. Thank you for listening. For anyone watching, please give this video a thumbs up. I'm sending you all waves of love. And if you want to check out Expansion Membership, I'll leave it down below. I'm just going to go live there now. And we're going to talk about protecting our energy and helping you, because right now I'm noticing, you know, there is darker energies on the world, and everything is, I mean, my friend was saying this, but a spiritual awakening is realizing spirit runs through everything. Or energy, the same thing. I think spirituality is energy, you know? So it's when we realize spirit or energy runs through everything, we get more sensitive to energy, and realizing thoughts are also energy. And there's a lot of negative thought forms taking place in the world right now that are going to tell you, no, you're not good, you're this, you're that. And so I want to show how you can do a protective seal so that you can stop those energies coming in and truly step into your light, because anything in the world is going to be showing you to be disempowered, and it's your duty to be empowered and to stay in power and to believe in yourself, okay? So I'll link that down below. Sending you love, and I will see you next Monday.